Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
When Things Aren't Going Well, by Wendy Perez, a ministry volunteer in Lutheran Hour Ministries, Panama Ministry Center. Friday, May 14th, 2021. Daniel chapter 6, verse 22 reads, Daniel said to the king, My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O king, I have done no harm. This verse places us in an historic moment in the life of Daniel. Daniel's love for God was greater than his own life. Even as he faced the fearsome jaws of the lions, he was confident the faithful God of his ancestors, the same God who opened the Red Sea, the God of fulfilled promises, that God would be his protector. Facing the lions wasn't easy for Daniel. He wasn't a Superman with special powers to dominate the lions or make them disappear. He was a man of faith, and the source of his assurance came from confidence in the Almighty God. The fear of losing our life can tempt us to surrender, tempt us to forget our principles and values and even our faith. Facing the dilemma of choosing between life in this world and the life that comes through faith in Jesus gives us a unique perspective. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in return for his soul? Daniel trusted in God, which not only ensured his earthly life, but also won him the respect of King Darius and the possibility that an empire would recognize and worship the one true God. Concerning this, in a decree, the Persian king wrote, For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. Daniel chapter 6, verses 26 through 27. The God who shut the lions' mouths is the same God who opened the tomb and raised Christ from the dead. He is our strength in times of weakness. He is the source of our hope when we despair, no matter what life is throwing at you. God is greater than your circumstances. He's greater than your fears. Trust in him. He never fails. He never forsakes, and he understands everything you're going through. Who knows better than Jesus, the one who became like us, bore our sins and sorrows, and took them to the cross? He came to comfort us. He knows how hard life can be. And he tells us in John chapter 16, verse 33, I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, help us to face the lions in our lives with the assurance of your protection and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.